Okay, let's try a thought experiment. Picture two completely different worlds colliding. On the left, you have the buttoned-up, starched-collar world of Wall Street. It's serious, it's heavily regulated, it is, you know, obsessed with things like P.E. ratios and quarterly earnings calls.
The world where everything moves slowly and logically.
Usually. But then, look to the right. You have the absolute chaotic Wild West energy of the internet meme economy.
Oh, yeah.
You've got coins named after dogs, tokens that exist purely for vibes, and assets that can swing 500% in value because someone somewhere tweeted a joke.
Two worlds that traditionally view each other with deep suspicion.
Right. But today we're looking at a collision between these two that is honestly kind of baffling. We're talking about Data Vault AI, a legitimate NASDAQ-listed technology firm.
Right.
And they've decided to issue a proprietary meme coin as a dividend to its shareholders. And I have to say, when I first saw this headline, my immediate reaction was, is this a joke?
A desperate cry for attention.
Yeah. Is this a serious company having a midlife crisis?
It's a natural reaction. But the more you dig into it, you realize this isn't just a CEO posting a meme to pump a stock price. This is something structural.
Structural how?
It's a formal public company bowing to the mechanics of meme culture and integrating it directly into their balance sheet.
The token is called the Dream Bowl, or DVLT. And we need to really unpack this because on the surface, it just sounds like a gimmick. But you're saying there is actually a sophisticated strategy underneath all the madness.
Incredibly sophisticated.
Mm.
And risky. Our mission for this deep dive is to look past the flashy headlines. You need to understand the mechanics of this price comp. We need to look at the actual technology Data Vault is using.
The legal loopholes.
And we absolutely need to talk about the legal loopholes they are threading here because they are razor thin.
And we also need to get inside the heads of the traders. The psychology is fascinating. But let's start with the company itself, the giant behind the meme, as one article put it, because if this was some penny stock, I wouldn't blink. But Data Vault AI.
Far from it. And that is the context that changes everything. Data Vault AI is a significant player in the data infrastructure space.
Meaning?
They recently revised their 2026 revenue guidance to over $200 million.
Wow.
This is a company with real cash flow, real contracts, and a serious footprint in major cities like New York and Philadelphia.
Okay, so they have money, but what do they actually do? Because AI is a buzzword everyone slaps on their company name these days.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Their core technology is something called Sanctimon AI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, without getting too bogged down in the engineering manual, the key concept here is edge processing.
Edge processing. Okay, let's break that down.
Sure. Think of the traditional cloud model, like a restaurant, where every time a waiter takes an order, they have to run down the street to a massive central warehouse to cook the food.
Okay.
And run it all the way back to the table. It's centralized, but it's slow. And if that warehouse gets robbed, everyone's food is gone.
Right. That makes sense.
Edge processing is like cooking the food right at the table. You process the data exactly where it is created. Oftenly, Data Vault's Sanctimon system allows for data to be processed on-site. This is crucial for things like, say, sensitive medical records or high-stakes financial data where you just can't afford the latency or the security risk of sending it to some server farm in the middle of nowhere.
So it's all about speed and security.
Exactly. It eliminates the reliance on public clouds, which can be vulnerable. They're allowing this data to be monetized and tokenized securely on the spot.
So if I'm hearing you right, this token, this DVLT, isn't what people in the crypto world would call a shit?
A shitcoin.
Right. It's not just code floating in the ether with no real backing.
No. And that is the aha moment for investors. This token is technically backed by the infrastructure of a company with billions in assets. It has a pedigree.
It's a meme coin with parents who pay taxes and file with the SEC.
That's a good way to put it, yes.
Which makes the branding all the more strange. I mean, they have this serious edge computing, medical-grade tech, and they named their token Dream Bowl. It sounds like a fantasy football league. Where on earth does that come from?
It comes from a very specific event. And this is where the narrative gets a little wild. To understand the token, you have to understand Dream Bowl 14.
Okay.
This took place on January 11, 2026 at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
And looking at the reports, this was not just a football game.
No, not at all. It was described as a chaotic mix of college football, drone racing leagues, and esports championships, all happening at the same time.
That sounds like a sensory overload nightmare, honestly. But why was a serious data company involved in a drone racing football mashup?
Think of it as a live fire exercise. Data Vault used this massive chaotic event as a stress test for their tokenization technology.
So the chaos was the point.
Precisely. They needed an environment with millions of data points happening in real-time scores, drone telemetry, player stats, you name it.
And they used their smart agents. I saw that term. Specifically, something called AVA.
Right. And let's clarify, smart agent. This isn't a chatbot or a person in a call center. Think of it as an autonomous piece of software code that lives on the local server. It creates and verifies transactions without needing to check in with the central headquarters. It's independent.
So AVA is running the show at the stadium, basically.
Right. And the DVLT token. It's the permanent record of that stress test. The token contains immutable blockchain records of ticket info, details about the athletes, the top moments from the event, all of it.
But here's where I get stuck. If I go to a Super Bowl, I have my ticket stub. Maybe I frame it. Why do I need a blockchain token to prove I was there? What value does that actually add?
That's the skepticism we should have. But the argument Data Vault is making is about data perception. The token isn't just a souvenir. It's proof of the data's provenance.
Provenance.
It proves that the Sanctum system successfully captured and secured all that data at the edge in real time.
So the token is basically a proof of concept that you can trade.
Exactly. And the sources explained that this whole storytelling aspect is the fuel for the price surge. It rewards people for participating in the ecosystem.
Right.
You aren't just holding a coin. You're holding a piece of evidence that the tech works.
Okay, I follow the logic, even if it feels a bit like a Rube Goldberg machine. But let's talk money. For the traders listening, how do you actually get your hands on this thing? Because you can't just go buy it on Coinbase right now, can you?
No, you cannot. And this is where we get into the tokenomics and what I'd call engineered scarcity.
Okay.
Data Vault has set up very specific distribution rules. It's a 1 to 60 rule.
Meaning?
You get one DVLT token for every 60 shares of Data Vault stock you own. But, and this is a big but, it is restricted to those who are holding the stock by January 7, 2026.
Oh, wow. So the door is already closed for the initial allocation. If you buy the stock today, you get nothing.
Zero tokens. You miss the boat.
That seems harsh. Doesn't that alienate new investors?
It creates a velvet rope effect. But there is another hurdle. If we look at the timeline, today is February 4th. Right now, the company is sending out final instructions for identity and wallet verification.
A whole process, I'm guessing.
It's rigorous. You have to register in their proprietary Data Vault app, prove stock ownership, pass identity checks, link specific wallets. It creates high friction.
Why make it so hard? If they want this to be a popular meme coin, shouldn't they be, you know, airdropping it to everyone with an email address?
That's the engineered scarcity part. By making the entry barriers so high holding stock by a past date, passing ID checks, the token feels exclusive. It becomes like a rare diamond before it even hits public exchanges.
I see. It's the difference between a flyer someone hands you on the street and a membership card to a private club.
Exactly. And this isn't just for show. The company has a massive strategic play here. They're planning to launch their own exchange, the Information Data Exchange, in Q2 of this year.
And let me guess, DVLT is the flagship product.
It's the guinea pig in the flagship. DVLT will be the first asset linked to a NASDAQ company's success that trades on this new platform.
That is bold, but I have to play the skeptic again. We have the SEC, we have Gary Gensler, whoever is running the show this week. Are they just okay with a public company effectively printing its own currency? This sounds like it's walking right up to the line of being an unregistered security.
It's not just walking up to the line, it's dancing on it. This brings us to the legal gymnastics, which are honestly quite fascinating.
So what's the move?
Data Vault is explicitly classifying DVLT not as a security. They define it as a digital collectible for personal use.
Personal use, come on. That sounds like a legal disclaimer you scroll past without reading. Who holds a tradable asset for personal use?
Well, that's the defense. They have stripped the token of the things that usually trigger the SEC's Howey test, which determines if something is an investment contract.
Okay, like what?
The token grants no voting rights, it gives you no cash dividends, and it gives you zero ownership in the company.
So if it doesn't give you ownership, and it doesn't give you cash, why does it have value? Aside from the vibes, I mean.
Utility. This is the shield they are using. Unlike Dogecoin, which really is just pure sentiment, or Shiba, which is trying to build an ecosystem.
Right.
DVLT is supposedly backed by real utility within the Data Vault world. Holders can use it to buy AI services, pay for data processing, or get VIP access to future events.
So it's like a super premium airline mile that you can also trade on an open market.
In a way.
Yeah.
The experts in our source material are actually calling this a new asset class. Dignified meme coins.
Dignified meme coins. I have to stop you there. That sounds like absolute marketing spin.
Yep.
Isn't this just a securities loophole wrapped in a fancy name to pump the stock price?
It absolutely could be viewed that way.
Yeah.
And that's the risk. But the argument is that because there's a price floor supported by actual corporate revenue, you can actually spend the coin on services that cost real money. It's not just speculative air.
It's access.
It's access. That's the argument.
Yeah, I guess that distinction matters. But let's talk about the people buying this. Because despite all this high-minded talk of utility and edge computing, let's be real, people are buying this because they want the number to go up.
Oh, 100%. We looked at the analysis of the trading communities and forums, and the psychology is very specific. Traders are flocking to this because of what's being called the safety illusion.
Meaning they think because it's a NASDAQ Q company, it's safe.
Exactly. Crypto traders have been burned so many times by rug pulls where anonymous developers just drain the liquidity and vanish.
Right.
They look at Datavault and think, well, they have a headquarters in New York. The CEO can't just run away to the Bahamas with the money.
That creates a lot of trust, even if it's subconscious. It's a corporate stock, so it can't go to zero.
Exactly. And that belief drives behavior. On-chain analysis suggests that whales, the big institutional or wealthy individual investors,
yeah,
have been accumulating Datavault stock aggressively.
Of course.
They're trying to maximize their claim for the upcoming global airdrop.
They want as many of those tokens as possible before they hit the open market. It's a land grab.
And if this works, I mean, think about the precedent it sets. If Datavault pulls this off without the SEC shutting them down, we could see a trend.
Where giants like Tesla or Apple issue tokens.
Imagine getting an Apple coin just for owning an iPhone and some stock.
Yeah.
The market would lose its mind. It would completely blur the lines between customer, shareholder, and fan.
However, and there is always a huge however on the deep dive, whenever there is this much money, hype, and confusion flying around, the sharks start circling.
Absolutely. Security is the critical risk here that we need to highlight. With interest this high, the scammers are out in full force. There were reports of hundreds of fake sites and phishing emails circulating right now.
And these aren't the old school Nigerian prince emails with bad grammar, are they?
No. And this is the terrifying part. Hackers are using AI, ironically, similar tech to what Datavault uses, to write incredibly convincing phishing emails.
So they're personalized.
They're personalized. They reference specific details about the Dream Bowl. They look official.
So if you are a listener involved in this, what is the one rule you need to follow?
Datavault has a strict protocol. They will never ask for your recovery phrase via email.
Never.
Never. The entire process happens strictly inside the official proprietary app. And it requires two-factor authentication.
So if you get an email saying, click here to claim your tokens, just delete it.
Immediately. If you are entering a recovery phrase on a website you clicked from an email, you are likely being drained. Stop.
It's scary how good the attacks have become. Okay, so assuming you navigate the security and you're eligible, let's look at the calendar. Because the timing here seems tricky.
It is. Get your calendars out. Today, February 4th, is the start of information submission. You need to be doing that now.
What?
February 11th. That's the major update to the information data exchange for initial testing. That's when we'll see if the plumbing actually works.
And the big day.
February 21st. The global airdrop. That is when the tokens actually land in eligible wallets.
But, and this is the part that confuses me. You can't trade them publicly yet, right?
Not immediately, no. The official opening of public trading is slated for June 2026.
Whoa. That is a massive gap. February to June, you have the asset, but you can't sell it.
That gap is strategic. I'd call it the golden opportunity zone, or maybe the danger zone, depending on who you are. Between the airdrop and the public listing, the supply is totally locked up.
So the whales who accumulated the stock hold all the cards.
They control the entire supply before the floodgates open to the retail public in June. It creates pent-up demand. It allows the narrative to build without the price crashing immediately.
Or it gives them time to hype it up so they can dump it on retail investors the second the bell rings in June.
That is the cynical and perhaps realistic view. Historically, that pre-market phase is where anticipation builds, but it's also where the trap is set.
So what does this all mean? We've got a tech company, a chaotic football stress test, a token that claims to be dignified, and a waiting period that feels like an eternity.
I think Datavault AI is attempting to build a bridge. They're bridging the old economy stocks, dividends, revenue, regulations with a new economy of crypto, memes, and tokenized experiences.
It's legitimizing the fun part of finance, but dragging it into the boardroom.
It is. It's technically stronger than something like Doge because of the actual tech backing it.
Yeah.
It's legally novel because of the utility argument, but it is still a massive experiment.
It really makes you wonder if a NASDAQ company can turn a football game into a financial asset.
That's the question. What happens when every corporate event has a ticker symbol? What happens when a product launch or a data set or even a customer loyalty program has its own tradable asset?
Are we looking at the future of dividends, or are we just looking at a much, much more sophisticated bubble wrapped in legal paperwork?
That is the trillion-dollar question. But one thing is for sure. The wall between Wall Street and the internet is crumbling.
And we'll be watching to see what falls through the cracks and who gets crushed by the rubble. That's it for this deep dive into the Data Vault Dream Bowl. Check your wallets, do not click on those emails, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Stay curious.